What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here, and welcome back to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. Coming to you from the car today, after I just dropped my son off at school, heading in to the studio to kind of wrap up almost what I've been working on for the past month or so. And if you are a part of Dropship Lifestyle, if you're on our email list, I have something you're going to be hearing about very shortly. But before you start to get those emails or maybe see some posts on social media about it, probably also hear a few more podcast episodes on this topic, I wanted to hop on and share what's on my mind right now. And that is kind of a way to wrap up almost, or introduce, I should say, what I've been working on again for the past month or so. And that is a program that is taking everybody step by step, literally A to Z, on how to create private label products. Now, this program is actually called Private Label Profits because private labeling, if you are unaware, can be an extremely valuable way to not just create another stream of revenue for yourself, but also to create an entire separate business entity that can really pop off, for lack of a better term, from early on if you already have another existing e-commerce brand. This is something you can almost think as an expansion to your business, but the beauty of it is that it's an expansion that can also live, again, as a separate entity. Now, what are the benefits of it being a separate entity? Well, one is, again, another stream of income. Another is that if you ever did want to sell it, it could be sold independently from your main business or your current main business. This could overtake it in the long term. And also, it could just be something fun to work on. It's a kind of cool way to introduce another brand to the world, provide value in a different way, and again, have that be something, like everything we do, that can provide value to your customers and to your bank account, which is what we are all about here at Dropship Lifestyle. So I think what I'm going to title this episode here of the podcast is, Are You Ready For It? Because even though you might be excited about this just from that quick minute-long intro or so, it is not for everybody. So I did want to cover a couple things to consider, again, before you start really hearing more about this program and the system from me, to help you determine if you are ready for it, meaning are you ready for the private label business model. Let me first start by just talking about what private labeling actually is, and then we'll kind of get into who it's for. So private labeling, you know, it's also sometimes called white labeling. They're one and the same. And basically what this is selling products that you don't actually manufacture, you don't create from the ground up, but they have your brand name on them. So one quick example I could give you is if you ever go to Costco. I don't know if you have a Costco near you, if you're a member over there, but I know, you know, we are, my family. I love it, love the samples, but most of the products that they sell under the Kirkland Signature brand, so anytime you see Kirkland Signature on it, those are not products that Costco or their, you know, sister company Kirkland has a warehouse somewhere that they are manufacturing and creating. But what they are doing is having other companies create them that already create these products, and then they are putting their name on them. So one example is the Kirkland House blend of coffee that is actually made for them by Starbucks. Another example, I'm going to stick with food here just because I think it's most relatable, or everybody would be aware of it. Then we'll get into other examples. But if you go to Trader Joe's, another store that I love, again, the products that they sell there are private labeled. They are not making them. They're not inventing recipes and inventing different types of foods. Instead, they're finding companies that are already making them, and they are having the packaging basically recreated, and they're putting the Trader Joe's branding on it, and then they're selling it at their stores. Now, of course, this doesn't just have to be done with food. This can and is currently being done with basically every product you could think of. So it is a great way to basically be able to, again, sell products that again, they're not new to the world, but they can come from a new brand, being your brand that you would be creating for this private label profits experiment, and they can be marketed however you want because it is your brand. Your brand minus the investment of literally creating a product from scratch to introduce to the world, which could easily cost hundreds of thousands to seven figures plus. And something else again that you can be not just happy with the income it produces, but in terms of how big that that asset grows, so you could sell it if you ever want to. Now, maybe I want to talk about how to know if it's right for you, but maybe we should talk a little bit about first of, you know, why you would even want to consider doing this, because I would assume that most people listening to this podcast are members of the Dropship Blueprint, which is our flagship program over at Dropship Lifestyle. And you might be thinking, well, okay, that does sound cool. I see value in that, but you know, I already have my business. It's doing great. I'm selling for, you know, 20 to 40 to 100 plus brands in my niche already. Why do I even need to introduce another one? And you don't need to, just like Costco doesn't just sell Kirkland signature brands, just like Trader Joe's sells products outside of things that are private labeled as Trader Joe's products. But then the question would be, then why do they do it, right? They must be doing it for a reason. These are both massive companies that are, again, are the, I think, most widely known companies that are white labeling or private labeling products. So why do they do that? Well, one is it does help to build up that brand equity and that brand value, right? The new brand, that name that you'd be putting on these products. And it also gives you a way to really not just control the marketing, which is extremely important, but control the profit margins. So as you know, if again, you're a member of our flagship program, the Dropship Blueprint, the products that we sell, and this is a good thing, by the way, but the products that we sell are typically sold at MAP, minimum advertised price. That is what we sell to the customer for, and we pay the suppliers wholesale. Now, that, again, it's great because it protects our margins, but those prices are determined by the supplier, aka brand, right? The company we're selling for. Now, when you add in, and again, this isn't replacing, I should make that extremely clear, this is not replacing anything we're doing at Dropship Lifestyle. It never has, it never will, but it adds on to it. So when you add on a private label brand, again, one that you own, you control that pricing. Now, wholesale, obviously, that is something you have to negotiate with the different suppliers you'll be working with, which we'll have a full training on in private label profits. But as far as what you actually want to sell them for, you know, your map that you're inventing, you can make that whatever you want it to be. If you just want to keep it at kind of a standard or stock, if you will, 2x wholesale price, you could do that. So if wholesale is 500, you want to sell it for 1,000, of course you could do that. But again, because it is your brand, maybe wholesale is 500 and you want MAP, or what you sell it for, to be 1,200. Or maybe, and this is a big one here, because it's not going to have the brand name of the brand that's making it on it, instead of wholesale being 500, maybe now wholesale is 400 or 300. So your margins are much more, negotiable is not the right word, but they're much more variable. And this is a big part of the private label profit product that you'll be hearing more about shortly. Sorry, I'm driving through a parking lot right now. I'm not on my phone, but I am talking as I'm driving. So if I lost my train of thought, I'm just focusing a little extra hard here, so we can get through this parking lot to the studio. But there's more opportunity for bigger margins. So that is another massive benefit of doing this. Again, so now I've been talking for 8 minutes on benefits of doing this, but let's talk about, you know, why I wanted to record this quick thing as I drive in to begin with, which is, are you ready for it? Because you might be thinking, again, like, I'm in, let's do this, I want to do this. Well, in my opinion, it is not for everybody. And just to give you an idea of even what I mean by that, I have been building my own e-commerce stores now since 2007. For the first couple of years, I was only importing from China. I wasn't even drop shipping. I was bringing in containers. And back then, even though I didn't know it, I was private labeling products that came from China. Once I first discovered drop shipping, I have episodes on that, so I'm not going to get into how or why. That's not the point of this. But I eventually phased out a lot of those brands and just built more and more and more and more niche-specific drop shipping stores. And then over time, I started to reintroduce different private label brands for all the reasons that, you know, we've been going through. But when you decide to private label products, there is typically somewhat of an upfront investment. It does not have to be large at all. It could be a couple thousand dollars. It could be much, much more if you decide to hold inventory, if you're working with different suppliers that require you to pre-purchase a lot of inventory. Now, again, you don't need to do that, and I'll show you how you don't need to do that in private label profits. Again, more info on that coming soon, but just know that this is not like a traditional high-ticket dropshipping store that I teach you how to build at dropshiplifestyle.com. This is something where the initial investment is higher. Again, could be as low as a couple thousand bucks, could be more, but just know this isn't something you could start for a few hundred dollars, at least not the way that I would recommend doing it. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. Are you ready for it? Are you willing to invest into it? Now, next thing I want to mention is the time, right? Because money and time are the two things that go into businesses. And as you know, at Dropship Lifestyle, we're always trying to do things that get us the highest return on both of our money and our time. Get that biggest input for the smallest input, get the biggest output, I should say, for the smallest input. And with private labeling, the long-term returns, again, what this can turn into could be absolutely massive, but just know in the beginning, it is going to take more of your time. And typically it's going to take more time than it would take to build and grow your dropshipping brand, right? So think of them as two separate entities, whereas what we're teaching in the Dropship Blueprint and what we do there is basically, you can get more in the short term out of it, where this is more kind of work up front and more work along the way, but it could also lead to an even bigger exit. So next question you should ask yourself for, are you ready for it, is are you willing to put in more time? And it's going to be more time, again, than just building another dropshipping store. Let's say, for example, you're currently running a stand-up desk high-ticket dropshipping store, and you decide you want to build another business, right? Another stream of income. It would be less of an investment and less work for you to build a office chair store, right? A sister store to your first one, than it would be to introduce your own private label brand of standing desks. Again, they are both worth doing, and I would actually advise you to do both if, again, you were willing to put up a little bit more money for the private label brand and put a little more time into it. I would still encourage you to do it. Just know that, again, a little bit more money, a little bit more time is what it takes to make these work the way you would want it to work. Final thing I'll say to determine if you are ready for this or not is that with these private label brands, in my opinion, the way you should do it is first have that other business, that other e-commerce business where you're selling products in that niche already, ideally through the system that I teach at Dropship Lifestyle, because we don't want to be guessing here, right? We want to reduce as much risk as possible, risk in terms of wasting time or money. So in order to pick the correct type of products to private label, the way that I do that is off data from our dropshipping businesses. Again, let's just go back to stand-up desks, for example. If I was running a standing desk store and I sold for 20 different brands and that business was established for 6 months, a year, 3 years, I would have tons of data out of which products customers wanted, which sold the best, what price points, what sizes, what features, what benefits, and we will 1000% be using that data to determine which products we want to start with when private labeling. We don't want to just choose a random product and say, well, I hope this works. We want to choose products that we know have a high probability of success based on what is already working in our dropshipping businesses. So if all of those three things sound good to you, then, again, and you're willing to put up a little bit more time, you're willing to put in a little more money, you understand this is a long-term play. And again, you already have a business with data to basically use when making your decision, then I would say, you know what, you are definitely ready for it. So keep an eye out again for more information from me. You might have just heard me reverse into my parking spot here. I just got to the studio. So I'm going to go in and I'm actually going to kind of wrap up what I've been working on with private label profits. And you can expect to hear more about it from me shortly. So that's it for today, guys. As always, I hope you got value from this episode. If you did, would appreciate it if you can leave a quick review, leave a comment if you're listening over on Spotify. Keep an eye out again for the social posts, for the emails, for future podcasts, and I will be talking to you shortly. All right. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate you. Have a great day, and let's make some money. See you guys.